Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthola leli thuba lokuba sihlale enyaweni zakho futhi.
Thank you, Lord, that we can have this opportunity again to sit at your feet.
Silalele amazwi akho, siphe inhliziyo kaMaria ukuba sikonke kuthule.
To listen to your word, and now, Lord, grant us a heart like Mary had, that we will block out everything else, that we will be still in our hearts to hear what you say.
Bese singafani no Martha oayibhizi nezinto eziningi ephazanyiswa yizona, kodwa sithanda ukuba
that we won't be like Martha, who was busy with many things, being distracted by them, but that we will listen now to your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Manje indima le esifundile imumetho kuningi.
There's very much in the portion that we have read. And I don't have time to speak about everything. I'll just touch on a few points. We'll speak about the wise men from the east.
Ezazifika eJerusalem.
That came to Jerusalem.
Ngigxile kulokho.
Now to emphasize that and focus on that.
Abanye bathi izazi lezi zahamba iminyaka emibili ukuba zifike eJerusalem.
Some people claim it took the wise men 2 years to get to Jerusalem. That's from when they saw the star till they got to Jerusalem was 2 years.
I
don't know whether it was like that.
Wabuzisisa ukuthi inkanyezi yavela ngasiphi isikhathi.
But they deduct that from the time that Herod worked out and calculated from when the wise men first saw the star.
Wabuzisisa kahle efuna ukwazi isikhathi.
He inquired exactly to determine when that time was.
Manjabanye basuke bathi, oh, kusho ukuthi bebesuka kuleyo ndawo bebona inkanyezi.
That's why they get to the conclusion that that's when he was born, from that time till they got there.
Iza ingane ke ezabulawayo kwasukela ku 2 years.
Because the children up to 2 years old were murdered.
Angazi ke mina ukuthi bekunjalo, kodwa okusobala ukuthi bebevela kude.
Now I can't say for sure that that is the case, but what is clear is that they came from very far away.
Uma sebefikile baqonde Jerusalem.
When they arrived, they went to Jerusalem.
Basusa amehlo abo enkanyezini.
They had taken their eye off the star.
Niyabona empilweni yomKristu. Noma ungesi umKristu.
In life, and even in a Christian's life, things don't always go the way you think.
singaba nemplani zethu.
We can have our
sihlele ukuthi akube nje bikenje kanti empeleni lelo phupho alfezeki.
We can have our plans and our thoughts and plan things and say like this and like that. That's how I plan and want to do it. And then it doesn't happen. Doesn't work out.
We all can have our preconceived ideas. Kusho ukuthi imicabango esinayo ukuthi akube nje kunje kuhambe kanje kuhambe kanje uma kungasahambi ngaleyo ndlela kuvuka uSathane enhlizweni nesihoko sime ngenyawo.
And then if things don't work out according to these preconceived ideas that we had, then all hell is let loose. And the devil starts his work.
Akuhambi njalo ngokwemplani zethu.
It doesn't always work out according to our own plans.
UNkulunkulu kasifihlele ukuthi izindlela zethu akuzona izindlela zakhe nezindlela zakhe akuzona izindlela zethu.
God makes it clear to us that our ways aren't his ways, and his ways aren't our ways.
Nimzwile umzalwane lo waseMelika oqhamuke eRussia ethi kulukhoni ukuba sizithobe.
You've heard what our brother from America has said, that it's difficult for people to, and for us to humble ourselves.
Sikuyeke lokho. Singanamatheli kulokho kwethu.
It's difficult to let go of our own way of thinking and our own ideas, our own plans.
Sise sisho sithi Nkosi kungabi njengentando yami. Kodwa intando yakho mayenziwe.
Where we get to the point where we say, Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done.
Kusho ukuthi ngezinye ikhathi ngeke kuhambe ngokwemplani yakho nangokuthanda kwakho. Musa kwenza iphutha ke bese udikile.
There are times when things won't go the way you think and you plan. And if that happens, don't just turn your back on the
issue. Loko kulaba kuzo izazi zasempumalanga.
And we find that in the instance of the wise men.
Bona bebehlakaniphile bayibona iNkosi inkanyezi uma bayibona inkanyezi bathi sizalelwe iNkosi.
These were wise men. When they saw the star, they recognized that a king had been born.
Sibonwe ukuthi kusizalelwe uMesiya.
And that even the Messiah had been born.
Basuka ke bashiya amakhaya abo, bashiya ibhizinisi labo.
They left their homes, their businesses.
Bashiya izwe labo.
They left their country.
Ukuthi bayilandele lenkanyezi baze bafike bayibone umntwana.
To follow the star that was to lead them to the child, to the king that had been born.
Kodwa uma sebesondele Jerusalema.
But as they were getting close to Jerusalem, they no longer followed the star. They followed their own thoughts, their own ideas.
Bathi umaselelwe inkosi, kusho ukuthi soyifika endlini yobukhosi nasedilobheni lobukhosi.
They said, well, if a king is born, it's obvious that he'll be born in the palace and in the king's city.
Those were their preconceived ideas. The Messiah, the King of Kings, if he's born, he can't be born in another place than in a palace, a royal palace. Oh, I thought I was speaking English, Zulu. And I thought, why doesn't Arno interpret? Ngibona etuli. Ngithi awu akakhumushi ngani. Ngithi ngikhuluma isiZulu kanti ngikhuluma isiNgisi. Ngiyabona ke ingozi. Bona bebona kahle ngokuhlakanipha kwabo ukuthi salelwe inkosi. Bayilandela inkanyezi. Kodwa uma sebeseduze bathi sesifikile emzini wobukhosi iJerusalema ngoba ayikho enye indlela lapho engazalelwa khona yena oyinkosi yamakhosi.
And that's the danger. That as they experienced, where they followed the star, they got near to the royal city, they said, well, this must be where the king will be born.
Now, manje wena, ngoku bona kwakho, uyahlanganisa izinto, uyaphupha amaphupha akho. Ukuthi hey uma sengikuleyo ndawo noma uma sekwenzeka nje kuzoba nje kuzoba nje kuzoba nje.
So you can have your preconceived ideas as well, where you imagine that when I get to that point, that's going to happen, this is what it's going to be like.
Qaphelisisa wena mzalwane. Ngoba ungaphuma esipolweni, uphume endleleni kaNkuluNkulu. Ajabule uSathane nesixuku sakho nebandla lakhe esihogweni. Ngoba wena usuyishiyile indlela yenkosi.
Be watchful, dear Christian, because you can get to that point and you go off the track. And then the devil and his helpers, they will rejoice.
Bafike Jerusalem. Bathiphi inkosi esalelwe yona.
They got to Jerusalem. They said, where's this king that is to be born?
IJerusalem lonke lakhathazeka. Bonke bakhathazeka. Ngisho noHerod oyinkosi. Wakhathazeka wahlupheka.
They said, where's this king that has been born? And Herod and the whole of Jerusalem was greatly distressed.
Into edabukisayo leyo ukuthi thina bantu bomhlaba uma sesingenwa uSathane imizwa yethu ingasahambi kahle.
It's so sad that when the devil comes in, then he plays havoc with our feelings. And things go wrong. They should have rejoiced.
Herod
too.
Ngoba lengane ezelwe iuNkulunkulu.
Because this child was God himself.
UNkulunkulu washisa isihlalo sakhe ezulwini sobukhosi sobuNkulunkulu weza la ukuze abe umuntu.
God left his throne in heaven. He came down to this earth to become man.
Ukuba asisize, asize uHerod ezonweni zakhe. Asize uHerod ekulahlekeni kwakhe. Naba priest nabafundisi bonke base Jerusalema basizakale ngaye banenhlanhla yokuvakashelwa uNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe.
And he came to help us. He came to help Herod and to help the high priest, the scribes, all the preachers of that time. He came to save his people from their sin.
They couldn't believe that the king could be born in another place. There was only one place, and that's Jerusalem.
Babengakholwa ukuthi inkosi ingazalelwa kwenye indawo. Ngokwabo babethi ayinye nje indawo kuseJerusalem.
UMesiya yena yedwa eJerusalem.
If it's the Messiah, there's just one place for him to be born, and that's Jerusalem.
Iqiniso ukuthi Jerusalem idilopho lobukhosi.
Yes, it's true. Jerusalem was the royal city.
Kodwa uma sebebuza nako Herod ukuthi uphi umntwana esizalelwe yona eyinkosi, akekho noyedwa wafibiza abafarisi, abasadusi, abapristi ethi uzozalelwa uKristu.
And when he heard the news about this king, he got together all his people, his counselors, the scribes, the Pharisees, and he said, tell us, where will the Christ be born?
Basebethi, I at Jerusalem.
And then they said, it won't be in Jerusalem.
Ngobi Bible lithi uzoba uzozalelwa eBethlehem.
For the scriptures say he will be born in Bethlehem.
Laba bantu bebehlakaniphile kodwa bathatha inxenye nje bashiye enye inxenye esikhundleni sokuthi babuze ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini.
These people were wise, but they also just looked at the one side. They didn't search the scriptures to see what the scriptures say, what God's word says.
Kuyadabukisa lokho, khumisa inhliziyo uma abantu abakholwayo bethi basendleleni kaNkulunkulu, bethi balandela uJesu, bekhuthezuka sebethathwa ingqondo yabo.
It's tragic when children of the Lord who follow the Lord get to the point when they don't just follow the Lord with all their heart, where they start employing their own minds, their own thoughts, and following them. In that moment, their wisdom left them. Yet God had sent the star to bring the new, to bring them the message.
Inkanyezi yahamba phambi kwabo kodwa ingenanga eJerusalem.
And the star led them, but they didn't lead them to Jerusalem.
Mhlawumbe bajabula kakhulu ngathi bathi sesifikile.
Perhaps they were very happy, they rejoiced that they'd eventually arrived.
Na kuya sokuvela umuzi esukela wona le kude, sishiya izwe lethu, sishiya izizwe zethu, sishiya makhaya ethu, sishiye konke ukuba sikhothamele inkosi uKristu.
They were probably very relieved when they saw the lights of the city and they thought, well, eventually now we've arrived after this long journey and we have, having left our families, our country, our homes, everything, now we have arrived.
Kodwa abapristi nabaprista bakhulu nabafarisi nabazenzisi bonke. But hay ngeke azalelwe lapha.
But interestingly, the scribes, the Pharisees, Sadducees, the priests of that time, they said, no, he won't be born here in Jerusalem. He will be born in Bethlehem. But in spite of the fact that they knew that he would be born in Bethlehem, they became just like a road sign. If you go on the road, you'll see road signs pointing to Mapumulu, Stenge, Durban.
Kodwa I sign leyo ayihambi ukuya khona. Iyakhomba khona nje kuphela.
But that road sign does never get to that place. It just points the direction how to get there, but itself never goes there.
The high priests, etc., they knew where he was would be born. They knew that. They knew the scriptures. But not one of them went there. Was found there.
Aba priest babazi kahle ukuthi uzozalelwa phi uMesia. Kodwa noma bebazi kangaka kodwa abafikanga khona noyedwa.
Kuyadabukisa lokho kuba umuntu alazi iqiniso kodwa kutholakala ukuthi yena angekho eqinisweni.
It's tragic when someone knows the truth but he himself doesn't walk in the truth. That's tragic.
Bakhona abanye phakathi kwethu abalazi izwi lenkosi bazi ukuthi kufanele ukuthi uhambe kanjani, uphile kanjani, uNkulunkulu uthini. Kodwa awumtholi khona. Unjengebhodi nje elifile. Unegama kuphela.
Are there such people in our midst who know God's word? They know what God's word says. They can tell you what it says, how a person should live. Yet they themselves don't live accordingly. They like that road sign, just a plank, dead wood, which never gets there to themselves.
Esambulweni koni bandla, uJesu wat unegama.
There's a church which we read about in Revelation where the Lord Jesus wrote a letter to them and said, I know that you have a reputation that you are alive, yet I say you are dead.
All they had was a name, like a signboard made by a human hand. And dug into the ground. And it doesn't move. It points to the right direction. It speaks the right thing. But itself isn't found there.
Babeneka manje. Baziwa ngalokhu kodwa bona babengakwenzi lokhu. Babefana ne sign nje lomgwaqo. Bengafiki kuleyo ndaba ikhombayo.
Abacabanganga ukuthi angazalelwa esibayeni esitebelweni senkomo.
They couldn't imagine that he would be born in a cowshed, in a stable.
Inkosi yamakhosi,
the King of Kings,
ethotshelwa inkanyezi,
where even the stars bow down to him.
Kodwa akekho lapha becabanga khona ule esibayeni.
But he was not there where they expected him to be, where they thought. He was in a stable.
Ngiyazi abantsunda abadala bebengcwaba umuntu esibayeni bekuyindawo engcwele lemsamo kodwa akekho umlungu ihlazo lelo ongakholwa yilokho esibayeni.
I know among the African nations there are people that were buried in the cowshed, and that was a holy place to them, but for Europeans that's unknown.
Kukhona umuntu obesebenza la esenga enkomeni. Esenga enkomeni kusasengwa la ekhaya.
There was someone years ago who helped here milking the cows. That's when the cows were still here that were milked.
Bekuyintombazana.
It was actually a girl.
Yayisivakashelwa umfowabo obe ungqongqoshe.
And then her brother, who was a government minister at that time, came to visit her.
Kwathiwa ulesibayeni wayiseya khona wamfika esibayeni esitebelweni la kusengwa khona.
And so he came to visit her and went down to the cowshed, to the milking parlor where the cows were milked.
Ungqongqoshe wasuka waya khona.
It's this government minister who went there.
Uma efika khona wathi awu dadewethu wasithela ngehlazo.
When he got to his sister there, he said, "Oh, my sister, you're a disgrace to the family."
Wena ungusisi wami, kodwa usebenza esitebelweni.
You are my sister, and here I find you working in a cowshed.
Awunamahloni ngalokho.
I'm embarrassed.
Why is ephendula udada wabo?
And then his sister answered and said, "No, I actually love being here in the cowshed.
Ngoba nephunga lakhona ngiyalthanda. Ngoba inkosi yam lapho izalwa yaqala ukuphefumula lo moya wokungcola."
She says, "I even enjoy the smell here because it reminds me of what our Lord Jesus breathed in when he came to this earth.
His first breath was that of cow dung and cow urine. That's where the king was born, and nobody would have ever expected such a thing or dreamt about such a thing, that God in heaven would leave his throne, become man and be born in such a place."
Inkosi yazalelwa kuleyo ndawo, akekho obelindele lokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu osezulwini angehla azozalelwa endaweni enjalo.
Ihlazo lelo.
That would have been regarded a disgrace.
Ikhilo ukuthi azalelwe khona ngoba lo ngqongqoshe wathi awu dadewethu wasithela ngehlazo obala umndeni wakithi.
For even this government minister said, "Oh, my sister, you really are a disgrace to the family." But that's where the Lord Jesus was born.
Kodwa abakaze bacabange lokho ngoba lapho bephuma uHerodet yanini eBethlehem nibuzisise kahle ukuthi ukuphi nendawo ngoba nami ngifuna ukuya ngiyomkhothamela amanga omuntu nokuzenzisa komuntu.
And Herod then said, "Well, go then to Bethlehem and inquire diligently exactly about this child, and when you've found out everything, come back, report back to me, because I also want to go and worship him." It's unbelievable how people can tell lies.
You see how uyabona ukuthi baduke kangakanani kodwa uma sebemshiya uHerodi beyali hawu nayinkanyezi phezu kwabo bajabula ukuba bayibone inkanyezi futhi.
So you see how these men had gone off the track and to what extent. But then when they left Jerusalem and were back on their way again, they were so happy when they saw the star again.
Kungenzeka ukuthi umuntu abe umntwana kaNkuluNkulu kodwa ahlukane nenkanyezi.
You can
ayihambi indlela yakhe.
You can be a child of the Lord, but it can happen that you go off the track, you forsake that star, you go your own way.
Ingozi leyo kwangathi sonke singathola isifundo kulokho. Kubi uma umKristu esusa izwi lakhe ezwini leNkosi futhi ayisuse enkanyezini.
That's a great danger. We need to be watchful that as children of the Lord we never take our eyes off God's word, take our eyes off the Lord.
Bajabula ukuyibona babuyela kakhona ukuyilandela inkanyezi.
So they rejoiced when they saw the star again and they continued following it.
Sobo samuso ukuhlukana nenkanyezi noma nini ungalokothi uyishiya inkanyezi bese ulandela ukuhlakanipha kwakho nolwazi lwakho.
Dear friend, never take your eyes off the star. Never do that. And then follow your own thoughts and your own preconceived ideas.
Your own imaginations. You want it to go like that. And if it doesn't go like that, hell is let loose in your life. Uma kungahambisani nentando yakho. Nokucabanga kwakho, nokuthanda kwakho, uyaduba.
If it doesn't go according to your own likings and feelings and ideas and your imagination, then you turn your back on it.
Bayilandela ke manje.
So now they followed it.
Yahamba lenkanyezi yaze yama phezu kwesibaya phezu kwemjondolo engcolile.
And so they followed it, and then the star led them to that place, that stable, that shack, that dirty place.
The dreams that they dreamt were just rubble and torn and twisted things. Iimplani zabo beku njengento ekhepuliwe, ingube ekhepuliwe, into ekotshiwe, engasile. Ake sikushiyeke lokho, sibuyele ezwini likaNkuluNkulu, ashiye intando yethu, ashiye ukuhlakanipha kwethu, ashiye ubuchopho bethu.
So let's
sikwenze lokho kushiwo iBhayibhele.
Let's then give up our own ideas, our own thoughts, our own dreams, and return to God's word. And do what God's word says.
Bamthola uKristu, bamthola uNkulunkulu, bamthola emjondolweni lakuhlala khona iinkomo nezilwane zasendle.
So then they found the Christ child there in that stable among all those animals that were there.
Kodwa bangena bamkhothamela.
And then they entered and they worshipped him.
Bebehlakaniphile-ke kulokho.
And there they were wise.
Kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu ubebakhorekitha.
So God corrected them.
Ebafundisa.
He taught them.
Ebaphelelisisa.
Instructed them, perfected them.
Lapho beyilandela inkosi. Bangena bafica umntwana.
So they came there to that point and found the Christ child.
Angazi ukuthi thina sesimtholile umntwana yini.
Have we found the Christ child?
Lo mntwana owazalelwe eBethlehem usuwamthola na noma unolwazi lwakhe uyibhodi nje ukhomba khona kodwa yena qobo lwakhe akekho empilweni yakho.
Have you found that child? Have you actually gotten to the place where you've seen him, bowed down to him? Or have you only heard about him, read about him, you know about him, but you like that board, that road sign, that points in that direction, but never gets there?
At Jerusalem, bebe baning abant. Aba priest, aba kulu, bebe baning. Aba farisi, bebe baning. Izazi, abazimbalo, babe kona.
Jerusalem was full of people, and people who had studied the scriptures, the scribes, the Pharisees, Sadducees, they were full up in Jerusalem.
Kota bebe ngeko kunkulunkulu. Bengamtholanga uNkulunkulu obesesibayeni.
But they were not there at the Christ child who was in that stable. They were not there.
Thina sinemicabango yethu sithanda ukuqala phezulu. Siyayiphakamisa.
We can have our own thoughts, and my sometimes our thoughts are so great and we want to be great.
Kanti kufanele ukuthi siyithobe. Sithi kungabi intando yami, intando yakho Nkosi eyenziwe empilweni yami.
Yet we should not be proud, but humble and bow and say, Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done.
Uma ufuna ukuphakama, hlala phansi, qala phansi.
If you want to be great, well then be the least. Start at the bottom.
Uqale phansi ngoba noJesu wathi ozithobayo uyophakanyiswa.
Because even the Lord Jesus said, he who humbles himself, he will be uplifted.
Kodwa oyiphakamisayo uyokuthotshiswa.
But the proud will be humbled.
Ethi noma umenwe edilini umenwe umuntu ebukhosini bese uhlala fungena uhlala musa ukuhlala phezulu hlala phansi musa ukuhlala phambili hlala endaweni ngenzansi khona uzofika umniniyo athi hawu mngani wami woza musa ukuhlala le phansi woza uhlale la uphakanyiswe kodwa uma uyiphakamisa uzibona uutho uzofika ukuthi hawu mfowethu awehle usuyajapha usuyadumala usuthelwa ngehlazo.
The Lord also taught us that if we're invited by an important person, we mustn't go and just sit at the head of the table, the most important seat. He said, go, sit in the lowly place. Then the host will come and say, brother, you can move up. Please come and sit here. Otherwise, you'll go and sit at the head of the table, and you'll be embarrassed when the host comes and says to you, brother, sorry, there's someone more important. Please move down, down the table.
Umuntu afunda esikoleni wapasa ugrade 12. Uma iseqedile efuna umsebenzi basaye aye bank.
If a person has passed his matric, grade 12, he goes, looks for work at a bank. When they ask him, what do you want? He says, no, well, I've come here, I want to apply for a job. They call the manager. The manager takes him into his office and asks him what he can do for him. And then this boy who's just passed matric says, well, I've come here to be the manager of this bank. And the manager says, well, have you got any banking experience? He says, no. And then the manager will say to my boy, you can't just start at the top being the manager. Start at the bottom. Moses was a very important person in Egypt. He had a high position, very high rank. And then God said, Moses, I want to work through you. I want to use you. But before I can use you, you go up there north and you go and herd the sheep and look after the sheep. That's where you must go first, at the bottom, that lowly job.
There's only one place in this world where we can stop, where we can start on top, and that is when we dig our own grave. That's the only place. There you can start. Indawo eyodwa nje khona emhlabeni lapho ungaqala khona phezulu uma umba ithuna lakho uzoqala phezulu bese ushane phansi ngesikhathi siseRussia.
When we are in Russia,
ngabuka izindlu zakhona.
I saw the buildings there.
Sezindala.
Old buildings.
Nogesi wakhona usumubi.
It deteriorated. Everything was in a bad state, even the electrical installations.
Ngathi awu, lezi zindlu ezindala kangaka netepisi zakhona zimbi, no floor wakhona kubi. Akondile nendonga zakhona azikhe ziswele.
Everything was totally run down. Everything was badly in need of repair. Even the buildings, when you saw them, how they were built, the walls weren't even in a square.
Kanti kodwa yini ukuze kube kubi kangaka nendonga zingaqondile.
I said, why does it look like this? Why can't they even build a straight wall?
But in this case, we figure my communists.
They said when the communists took over,
Aba abulala bonke abahlanpile abakhi.
All the skilled people,
babulawe,
the intellectuals were murdered.
Bonke abanolwazi banqunywa.
All the people that knew how to do things, they were murdered.
And
then they had to just take anybody off the street and say, well, okay, now you've got to do this work. And they couldn't do it. They'd never learned how to do it. And that's why things didn't go straight.
Kushukuti kusemqoka ukuthi siqale phansi kube njengokusho kweBhayibheli sizithobe siphenduke sihlambulule.
So we should do as the Bible says, that we should humble ourselves and we should repent and cleanse our lives. I don't know whether you understand.
Abanye abantu baphatheka kabi bafuna ukuphathwa kahle njengeqanda. Bafuna ukuhlonishwa, bafuna ukubongwa.
Some people love to be handled with care and with honor and dignity. They always want to be respected and put in an honorable place. You see, you haven't learned where one starts.
We bought in G.
You're just a signboard.
We are kulumi teko yakona, kulumi kiniso, kota we na kobo lwako, au pili leyondo.
You just talk about the things you've learned and heard about, whereas you yourself don't live them.
Aige. Well,
the wise men from the East learned that.
Uherodi wabakhohlisa wathi hambani nibuzisise nihlolisise bese nibuye nize la kimina ningitshele ngoba nami ngifuna ukuya ngimkhothamele ngikhuleke kuye.
And then Herod lied to them. Deceived them. He said, you go, seek out the child. When you've heard everything and know everything, come back. I also want to go and worship him. It was a lie. He wanted to kill the child. But the wise men maybe even thought, well, wow, things are really happening. Even the kings are moved by this whole thing. But God spoke to the wise men when they were in Bethlehem and warned them and said that Herod had deceived them. He wants to kill the child and instructed them to go back another way.
They were deceived. What a pity that we can be deceived so easily.
It's sad when someone tells you a lie and then you just swallow it.
Lapho bekhothamela ingane.
When they worshiped the child, they brought their gifts.
Kipigolite.
Their gold.
Bamnike igolide.
They presented them with gold.
Bamnike nenhlanga, nenhlaka.
And myrrh. Would it?
Bamnike ne I frankincense ne myrrh.
Frankincense and myrrh.
Ake ngifune samkhunga ngezipho igolide namakha nenhlaka. Igolide lichaza ubukhosi abe inkosi yamakhosi ubuNkulunkulu.
The gold is a symbolic of royalty, that showing that he's a king.
Amakha iphungelihle likhomba ubupristi.
And then frankincense, which is a perfume or an incense, a symbol to be a priest.
Nenhlaka.
And myrrh.
Inhlaka ikhombukufa. Ikhombukuhlupheka.
That's a symbol of death and of suffering.
Nakho ukuhlanganipha. Baveze ukuthi lo mtwana osesibayeni indodana kaNkuluNkulu.
And here they were now. That was the display of wisdom. That's where we see their wisdom, where they were predicting and saying that this is a king.
Amakha kusho ukuthi ungumpristu wethu omkhulu, uyena osihlanganisayo noNkulunkulu.
And that frankincense, symbolic of the fact that he was our priest, our high priest.
Uya osithethelela izono zethu.
Who reconciles us to God, forgives us our sin.
Inhlaka ke ikhomba ukuthi uzohlupheka, uzofa.
And the myrrh, symbolic of his suffering and his death.
Nakho ke ukuhlakanipha okwangempela babamba leyo mfihlakalo ukuthi uKristu inkosi yamakhosi, inkosi yasezulwini.
That now is real wisdom, where they caught hold of that mystery, that secret, that Christ is the King of Kings, King of Heaven.
Amakha ubupristi, umpristu behamba namakha kube iphunga elimnandi.
And that frankincense, which the priest used as incense to, as a sweet and favorable odor.
Inhlaka ke uma umuntu esefile ngisho nesidumbu besigcotshwa ngenhlaka.
And a myrrh, symbolic of death, and they even used that to embalm a person.
Uhlupheka kaJesu ukuthi ngasegcineni uzohlupheka azaphelwe emthini, abethelwe emthini azafe.
And that was all so prophetic of the way that he would live and die, that he would suffer being nailed on the cross, dying there. Do you understand that?
Ibibiza lento eyayilethwa izazi zaseMpumalanga banikela ngakho bebengancishani.
These gifts that they brought were of extremely high value, so they weren't stingy in how the way they gave. They gave generously.
These wise men received back far more than they gave away.
Kodwa laba lamadoda abuyiselwa ngokuphindiweyo ilokho abakulethile.
That is always the way with God. The more you give him, the more he gives you.
UNkulunkulu unjalo nje. Uma uthi uya ukukhona umlethele kona uzokubuyisela ngokuphindiweyo.
Ngiyaqonda lokho. Ulokho okwenzayo ukunika uNkulunkulu ngeke kuqhume ushothi kulokho. Uzothola uzophiwa okungaphezu kwalokho.
That's how God works. Whatever you do for him, you get much more in return.
Izazi zaseMpumalanga zathola umusa osindisayo lapho behlangana noJesu.
The wise men from the east, they received and found saving grace when they met with the Lord Jesus.
Basindiswa, bathola okukhulu kunalokho ababemnika kona.
They were given salvation, something far more valuable than they had brought to him.
Not only saving grace, but sustaining grace. Umusa obagcinayo. umusa obagcinayo.
Sustaining grace.
God saved them, and then he directed their lives.
UNkulunkulu wabasindisa, wayeseba khomba indlela okumele beyihambe.
I'll have to stop now. Time has passed. Kodwa ngiyojabula ukuthi lawa mazwi afushane osowazwile usizakale ngawo.
But I'd be so glad if these few words that you've heard, that they will help you.
Kube isibusiso kuwe.
There'll be a blessing to you.
Ngalokhu esisikushilo.
All that you have, that we have
said. I hope that it wasn't in vain that I've spoken to you. And that you won't just be a hearer, but a doer and practice it.
Ngithemba ukuthi ngekube yizeleze, kodwa njengoba ukuzwile uzohamba ukwenze.
Ake sithobe amakhanda ethu, sithandaze.
Let us bow our heads and pray.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba ube kanye nathi, ukuba lokhu esesikuzwile sikugcine.
Lord, be with us. Help us that what we have heard, that we will keep it.
Hayi ukuthi sibe senkonzweni onke amasonto, kodwa sifundi, asiqondi, asigcini.
That we won't be people who come to a service Sunday after Sunday. We hear it, but we do not keep it. We don't do it.
Ngomusa wakho, Nkosi Jesu.
By your grace, Lord Jesus,
ukuba singaqhezuki endleleni,
that we will not go off the track.
Amen.
Amen.